There's been a lot of great television this year. Stranger Things, Atlanta, and The People vs. O.J. Simpson, to name a few. But what about great programs that you might not have heard of? Joining us now with his picks is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
So first of all, before we get to your specific picks, there was so much TV this year, so much great new content. Does more equal more good stuff as well?
Fortunately, it does. It hasn't always been that way in television. 10 or 15 years ago, more television would have just meant more mediocre television. But I think the bar has been raised, and we've seen a lot of really good shows, especially debut in 2016. And there's a lot of TV outlets out there like Hulu and Amazon and Crackle that are trying to build their brand around quality content. So they're not just putting shows out there to put them out there. They're putting shows out there that are intended to be high quality, that they've spent money on, that have stars in them, that have real creative forces and things to say. And now whether or not they resonate for people or how much they resonate is the question, but they are shooting for quality. And so that means that we get a much better field with a lot more high quality shows.
Well, let's talk about a couple shows that maybe people haven't heard of, but meet that quality criteria on your sharing. The first one you wanted to talk about, I understand, is a Netflix documentary called Hip Hop Evolution. It's about the beginnings of rap. We've got a clip here from the trailer, so let's listen to that.
Everybody was like, you ready to grapple with these sheriffs and LAPD around here? You ready to do that? And I'm like, man, we got to do something.
I just remember the FBI going, you can't rap this. Yeah, we can. Like, we gonna stop us?
Eric, I have to say, it was just the other day that my Netflix served this up as something I might like, and I immediately put it in my list. I was like, why hadn't I seen this before?
I know. What it really is, if you've seen Netflix's The Get Down, which is a scripted show about the beginnings of hip hop, this is like the documentary analog to that. They talk about these legendary house parties. They talk about how hip hop style evolved, and you really get a sense of sort of being there and experiencing it. And for those of us of a certain age, it will actually remind us of our teenage years or our tween years, and bring back a lot of great memories.
Hey, great memories and great music too, I have to say.
Exactly.
Well, let's turn to another show that I hadn't heard of until I found out that it was on your list. It's called Chewing Gum, a British comedy about a young person of faith who wants to lose her virginity and learn more about the world. We've got a clip of it here, and you'll hear actress Michaela Cole. She stars as Tracy Gordon, and she's speaking to her boyfriend. They've been together for more than 6 years, but they haven't had more carnal relations yet. And she's in the scene, she's trying to seduce him by doing things that her friends have told her to do.
No, okay, I'm just scared, Ron. Yeah, we've been going out since I was 17, and we haven't done anything. I don't think it's normal. I haven't kissed you, I haven't held you, I haven't sat on your face.
Why would you sit on my face?
I'm not sure.
Tell us about this show.
Well, you get a sense of the attitude of the show. It's a little bit absurdist, right? And we're used to these comedies about young women trying to find their way in the world in an urban environment. You think about Girls, even Insecure on HBO. But this is very British. And it's featuring a black woman who is the daughter of immigrants. And so it's about the immigrant experience in Britain. It's about the class system in Britain. It's about what happens when you're raised to be very religious. And so you're very innocent about things like sex and even romance. It's just a great little comedy that's very quirky, very eccentric, but very funny and very sort of specific and individual. And I really loved it when I stumbled on it.
So this is Chewing Gum. And where can U.S. audiences see it?
It's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix, too. Okay, so there's two wins for Netflix there. Finally, let's switch streaming services here because you want to talk about Amazon's Goliath. This stars Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Yeah, exactly. Billy Bob Thornton plays this sort of alcoholic attorney, but this case falls into his lap that pits him against this mega successful law firm that he helped found and got kicked out of. It's written by David E. Kelley, who created The Practice and Boston Legal and a lot of great you know, television shows about the law on network television. Here, they get to curse. You know, they can be a little more explicit, but it's also very, it's professional. These guys have done this for a while, and Billy Bob Thornton is really great as this attorney, and his foil is William Hurt, who's also an amazing actor. So there's a lot of great acting, a lot of great lines. The storyline is a bit conventional, but you'll have a lot of fun getting there.
Well, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans serving up to us three more shows to binge watch in these long winter nights. Eric,
exactly.
Thanks.
You know, you guys up in Boston when you're kicking back and the snow's outside, you know, just fire up the streamer and check out some of these shows.
Can't think of anything better. Eric, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.